It's hard to imagine Facebook without Mark Zuckerberg, or Tesla without Elon Musk. Or how about the Starship Enterprise without this guy?
This is Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
But being leaderless is what some federal land agencies are dealing with right now. The National Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management are just two agencies with no one at the helm to say,
make it so.
Amanda Peacher reports on how that lack of leadership could have consequences for the future of public lands.
Tim Murphy leads me on a hike in the foothills outside of Boise. The landscape is fresh from recent rain and the scent of sagebrush is strong.
Smells like renewal, like the world's clean.
Murphy rubs some sage leaves between his fingertips.
If that doesn't bring you back to earth smelling that, you know, what could possibly?
Murphy was in charge of this kind of rangeland before he retired as the head of Idaho's Bureau of Land Management. He says the current lack of leadership at the BLM is a problem for long-term projects.
There are delays in areas where we shouldn't have delays. So I'm talking about inefficiencies here.
Murphy points to a multi-year sage-grouse research project that was nearly canceled.
These aren't decisions that are groundbreaking, like the fourth year of continued research to get good science. We almost lost the partnership. That is just one example.
In prior years, the project was approved at the BLM state level. But with no director at the helm, the paperwork had to go all the way up to the high levels of the Interior Department, and it took months and months. There are many more examples of delays in funding and hiring at these agencies. When a big government agency has no leader, it's like any organization without a captain.
The agency as a whole is sort of adrift.
That's John Jarvis. He was the National Park Service director under President Obama.
It has no vision, no direction without a director.
The way it usually works is that these leaders are nominated by the administration and then must be confirmed by the Senate. Jarvis says if no director is in place, it's interim directors who call the shots, as he calls them, politicals.
Who were never subject to confirmation, never subject to any type of review, are now sort of enforcing their agendas without a director there to push back.
The Trump administration blames Democrats for blocking his nominees when they do go before the Senate. Here's White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders attacking this so-called strategy back in February.
The obstruction is so out of control, even some Senate Democrats believe it is inappropriate.
But there are nearly 200 vacant positions that the administration hasn't even nominated someone for, including directors for the BLM, the National Park Service, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. So why so few nominees for the Senate to even consider?
It's not unusual for it to take time, but this long?
John Freemuth is a political science professor at Boise State University.
It's almost like they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke expressed frustration at the molasses pace of the whole process at a Senate budget hearing last month.
It is unlikely, as a secretary, that I will have a director of the Park Service, a director of BLM, and a director of the Fish, Wildlife, and Service by 2 years in.
So do these three positions really matter? Tim Murphy says for agency staffers on the ground, maintaining trails, or working with ranchers, it isn't a big deal.
Employees have the tiller in the water, the rudder in the water, and they're moving the BLM forward.
But he says for the big picture, it's a different story. He says the bureaucratic delays and inefficiencies contradict Zinke's message that he wants more local say in public lands matters.
It is a head-scratcher that time and time again there are ongoing briefings that take hundreds of hours over time to get to the same place that a local manager would have gotten to.
So your Yellowstone vacation won't necessarily be affected by the absence of a Park Service director. But it's possible those delays and inefficiencies could affect the long-term planning and future of the park. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.